we're probably not all going to die. Like, there was that, yeah, we got it. Okay, this is not, actually, man, I remember early pandemic standing in an elevator with X's on the floor and a sign with a mask that said, maintain distance, virus, whatever, and thought, this is a dystopian starter scene to any bad sci-fi movie that I have ever seen. Like, and there was a moment where we weren't sure. Now we're feeling pretty cocky. We're like, we got this thing. And you're probably telling people, no, you went to a concert, you can come back to the office. Like, get back in here, we want you here. I'm also willing to bet that there are at least some of your employees that are thankful, by the way, as working at home was miserable and I couldn't get anything done, I'm so happy you're gonna give me a place to work again. Those exist. And I've slowly started to become one, actually becoming more efficient at the office than at home, which was not true. It's happening. But I'm also willing to bet there's a decent number of people that are going, I kind of like working at home. I like the more relaxed pace. I get to start working immediately, and if something comes up, I can stop for a second, and I can keep working right until the moment that it's time to spend time with the family. I don't have to guess, and I don't have to sit in traffic, and I don't really have the stresses associated with getting up. And you know what? PJs are comfortable and waist down. Like, the camera doesn't even see. Why do you people care? Like, why not just let me do my job? That is a very fair point and is not one to dust over lightly. And so as we go through this, I'm not going to either advocate for remote work or against it. I'm not going to do either one of those things. But what I am going to advocate for is be intentional about it. Decide. And decide why. I use Dell as an example. Dell's a client. And no joke, we started piloting work from home programs for Dell early 2000s, we started experimenting with it and kind of trying to figure out what was good and what was bad and what worked and what you needed to address. A lot of what you'll see in the paper is stuff that was built way back then and then just we updated over time. But it was intentional. It wasn't an accident. It didn't just happen. It was an intentional program and it was multidisciplinary. There were security people, facilities people, HR people, legal people. It was a team looking at this question. You know one weird thing that happens when you have a large facility and you make some of them go away, but not all of them? Conference rooms. That building was only built with a certain number of conference rooms. And if you tell everyone you need to spend one day a week in the office, do you know what day they almost inevitably pick? Anybody know? It's Tuesday. I don't know why. It's like, I've recovered from the weekend. I've accepted that I still have a job and have to work by the time I get to Tuesday. But I'm not so exhausted yet that I can't stand looking at you people. So let's just do Tuesday. We'll get it out of the way. And then we'll all go back to being in our PJs and happy and productive. Okay, if you all show up on Tuesday and need a meeting room, I don't have enough. The way I service conference chairs changes. There's all kinds of these logistical challenges that are associated with remote work. Okay, so be intentional. By the same token, if you are one of your leaders, we got to get people back to the office. Now, be careful. I don't represent any of you. This is the Upjohn warning. I'm not your lawyer. I may not even represent your employers. I hope I do. And if not, I've got contact information in the brochure. But I'm not giving you legal advice. I'm suggesting you try something. You know your person that you're speaking with, and I don't. But translate this question as follows, however it works for you. Why? What? Yeah, why should everyone come back? Well, because you know what answer you usually get first? Anybody know? When I hear the most when I ask that question?
We built a new building.
Okay, no, that is fair. We built a new building. No. We spent on it. We are coming back. There is a coffee bar, and I did not pay for a coffee bar. No, get to work. That is not unfair. That is not unfair. That is a legitimate and true answer. And by the way, if you are building a new building or fitting out a facility, make it one people want to come to. It helps. The other one that I hear most, that is funny. The other one I hear most frequently is culture. Now, culture is this kind of catch-all label for I don't know what else to say, but I'm pretty sure there's a good reason. Man, I'm being videotaped. I'm pretty sure there's a good reason. And if I thought long and hard about it, I could come up with it, but really culture kind of captures it. Sort of. I will give you a discussion I had with one client, and no names, of course, one client that really kind of tested this, and where it will come up is if, you know, the ADA is where this takes on legal force, but it takes on general HR force everywhere. Why do we need to bring people back? Culture. All right, what do you mean by that? Well, collaboration. We think we do a lot of collaboration. We work best when we collaborate. Hey, I agree with that. The reason we're encouraging our attorneys to come back to the office seriously is because we discovered we, the partners, are not very good at mentoring remotely. We try to be. We built Slack channels and team lunches and Zoom events and all kinds of nonsense, but you know what? It can't replicate, it seems. Hey, come in here for a second. We're going to talk about this, and I want you to hear it. Or just walking by going, hold on a second, we're dealing with something. I want to bounce something off you. We built a space in our new space, because we built out space too. We built a space that is explicitly designed for collaboration. It's got comfortable chairs. It's got a high standing table as well as places to sit low, depending on your preference. There's coffee, there are snacks, and there's water. And it is all in the space of something like a larger version of this stage. Because that's where we want people to go when they want to talk, because that's the point of it. Okay. I agree with you. Makes total sense. Tell me, how do you guys collaborate? Well, you know, meetings and such. All right, well, walk me kind of how that goes. Well, it's been kind of a challenge. Why? Because not everyone's meeting at the same time. What? Yeah, we just told people to come back one day a week, but we didn't mandate which day. Like, not even at the team level, not even at the team level. So individual employees pick whatever day to come back, and then you hope they'll collaborate? Well, kind of. How does that work? Well, mostly what happens is since you're not really sure who's there, you just go into your office, turn on your laptop, and get on Zoom to collaborate.